What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey, baby.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino. I brought this topic up. Porn endings.
You don't remember why, though.
I don't remember why.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Because my first question was, was it ending of a porn that you watched? And you said,
yes.
Why?
Or was it a storyline part of
it? Why would you watching all the way to the end of a porn?
No. I mean, like...
psychotic.
Right.
Was it, like, the end of a scene? Or is it the end of a movie?
Look, here's my consumption. I only watch, like, highlight reels.
Okay. Okay, so it was the ending of, like, a compilation?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it was the whole story, but it was chopped down.
Okay. Oh, so how long? Like 7 minutes?
The reduced version?
No. It's like fucking 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually quick.
You know what? I'm like shitting on you. I need about 7 minutes.
So you're watching like the free previews is what you're saying.
Basically.
And that does it for you. Okay, so you need a story.
No. Well, I don't need a story. I'm just like consuming at a massive rate. I'm just scrolling through like a villain. But this one I'm watching.
Like a villain.
I'm watching. And, the premise is father-daughters swap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Right. Of course.
Brian's well-versed in that. That's and what I was talking about in prep.
And then, was it something that you think it was probably someone said?
There was no audio.
No audio?
What the fuck? You guys are like,
okay, how about this?
There's audio, but I wasn't listening to the audio.
Daddy-daughter swap.
Right.
And then, the end that got you thinking about it was that they switched back and then they fucked their own daughter?
No, they didn't do that. But
that would have been a weird ending.
Sure, but I mean, like, it wasn't like, I don't know what it was. I can't remember what it was, but it was so fucking disappointing at the end. Like,
oh,
dude, I can't remember.
She, like, slapped his dick?
No, like, he finishes off on her and then he does something just, like, weird and it just, like threw me off.
He fish hooks her?
Maybe it was
like
fish
a butterfly
hooker.
Thing?
What?
I don't think it was a butterfly
thing.
What's
a butterfly thing?
What's a butterfly thing?
Yeah, you tell me.
When they spread it open?
No, it's like a swap.
What? Cum swap?
Yeah.
Butterfly?
Oh, butterfly kisses?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what's butterfly kisses? Oh, is that with the eyes?
Yeah, eyelashes.
That's Eskimo kiss. Well, no, Eskimo kisses
nose.
With the nose.
Yeah. Butterfly kisses is with eyelashes.
Butterfly kisses.
That's like butterfly in the sky.
Does anybody have a disappointing porn ending that they've witnessed?
Like, is it like a traumatic ending or is it just like a bad storyline that's like, what?
I can't remember what it was. It feels like it was traumatic. And at the end, I was like, man, I can't believe I jacked off.
Like they were like to that. Acting at the end?
Like, there was like some after story
was
afterwards.
Dialogue?
It was something creepy, like, I don't know, petting her hair or something like that. Like something off-putting like that.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be go along? I mean, you're already watching like a daddy-daughter swap.
It's not his daughter.
Oh, does he say, okay, this is what he goes, he comes at her face and he goes, you're a good girl, I wish you were my daughter.
Yeah.
Something like that?
I could adopt you.
I don't know, dude.
I don't remember.
Everything that I've said that might be bad is something I might have liked.
Yeah,
so
but
I don't know.
Yeah, none of those things were
bad.
It.
Yeah, okay.
And it wasn't like, because those are all on brand.
Those are on brand. So,
yeah, so
okay,
something
so it'd
about
be off
it.
Brand.
It was off brand.
So he was like, what would be off-brand? What would be the opposite of that?
You'll have to hear that in a future episode because you'll remember and I'll bring it back.
Yeah, I'll bring it back. Okay. I'll find the video and I'll send it in chat.
Either way, I don't know if I've watched... It's been a long time since I've watched the end because if you've made it to the end, then it wasn't a good porn, right? Isn't that what,
no.
that what they say?
Sometimes the money shot's at the
end.
You
go for the money shot. You just scroll to the end.
Oh, that's true.
Speaking of money
but
shots...
I don't make it to the end a lot of times, dude. Maybe I'm just virile.
Virile.
Virile. You don't make it to the end because you have no patience.
No, it's also, why am I going to drag it out? I don't like to.
Well, what's your favorite part about watching
sounds
pornography?
Sounds like just watching it in real time.
To me,
time.
It's when they get fucking shot in the face.
I do like that, but...
That's what I'm going for.
Brian likes the foreplay.
I want to be the guy that's shooting on the face, so I'm thinking, you know, let's wait for it and see what it looks like.
I'm all over the place, because sometimes I don't wait till then, but then sometimes I'll watch a whole compilation, just one after the other. So
yeah, so that you can time it no matter what.
I've caught up.
Okay.
Like, the compilation is
You've
for all the time
that I
don't
everything
finish.
On the internet at this
I
point?
See. Yeah, no, you haven't. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
One thing he hasn't watched.
Okay, I've watched all the straight porn. I'm halfway through the gay shit.
Just a split second up. Even if
watched all the straight porn.
There's a lot of gay porn, dude.
There's more.
There's more.
There's more.
Apparently, guys like have sex more.
God's
I don't know.
Vagina.
Guys are more willing to film themselves having sex too.
I do it all the time. No one pays me.
Yeah, he's just sitting there masturbating and. He's chatterbaiting to himself in the living room.
There's a camera
it's
in the
over
mirror.
The corner.
Chatterbaiting with myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a hit music video.
It does.
Yeah. Chatterbaiting with myself.
Chatterbaiting
that
with
might
myself.
Be the shittiest song lyric you've ever heard. But is it really?
And then I chatterbait.
And then I chatterbait myself.
Kind of in the. Okay, like Billy Idol?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, Dancing with Myself.
Yeah. I was thinking he was going Springsteen at that point, like until he got there.
Chatterbait with myself. Is that the one you were going with?
Maybe bluesier. A little more
chill. Born in the USA, man.
It's just like a working class guy.
Yeah.
Chatterbaiting.
Like, I wish I could find someone to masturbate, but I'm too embarrassed, so I figure I'm chatterbaiting with myself.
I just got home from my job.
Chatterbaiting with myself.
I was on the construction site.
Chatterbaiting with myself.
Got home, bought a beer.
You know chatterbaiting like with myself. Dark? Nobody.
What's no that? One.
Dancing in the dark.
I love
dancing
in the dark.
In the dark.
Like singing it like that.
Oh, dancing in the dark. Oh, dancing.
No, see, now you're doing, right. You're doing what he was doing. Yeah.
I don't remember it now.
All right, you guys are going to bring it back.
So Tiny Dancer.
About, no.
Oh.
We're still Tony talking Springsteen. No.
Springsteen.
No.
Shitty song lyric. So if nobody else has one, I do have one myself.
So lead us off, Gemini Jackson.
Turn around.
I was probably in the same Wikipedia wormhole as you.
Oh,
how
shit.
I ran across that song too.
Oh,
recently.
Shit.
Yeah, How'd you
run across it? We listened to it. You were singing it.
So maybe, or you maybe got caught we were, in the same wormhole.
No, I think because we were doing some shots with the turntable.
Well, what's the thing I made up about?
Once
upon a time, I was light in my life, and now there's only blood in my farts. So anyways, we were doing that.
Bonnie Tyler, Eclipse of the Sun.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, the heart.
Yeah.
But that's not the... No. None of those are the lyrics. In fact,
yeah,
my bloody fart lyrics was a good lyric, but the shitty lyric...
The shitty lyric is not the Total Eclipse of the Heart part. We were talking about the song because the background vocal dude is fucking on fire. If you just focus on the background vocals, you'll discover so much going on.
And it's very loud.
It's a soundscape.
It sounds like a duet.
It's a soundscape. Anyway, the lyric goes a little something like this. I'm living in a powder keg, and I'm giving off a spark.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's that fucking lyric. Every single time I hear it, it just hits me so wrong. It's like, I feel like they're squeezing it in so hard. It almost feels like they thought this was a great lyric and built the entire song around that.
That's why I don't listen to lyrics. I've heard that song probably 100 times. I never knew they were saying that because I just don't hear most of the lyrics I'm listening to.
Yeah, and you've never heard the background guy.
No,
who's probably
I never
the main
about it.
Feature.
Yeah.
That guy kicks so much ass.
I let music just wash over me. I don't really pay attention
to
it.
He doesn't consume it as much as it consumes him.
No, it's not the way around.
What?
It doesn't, well.
It's
it,
washing it could, over you. It's
yeah, but
consuming
if it consumes
you,
me, it sounds like
it's
I'm
enveloping
getting I'm obsessed
you.
With it. But I'm not. It's the opposite.
No, it's
I'm
eating you.
What?
Music is eating you.
Why?
It's enveloping you. It's washing
thing.
Over you.
No, but it washes over. It's like a wave. It doesn't stop. It just keeps going and then it's gone. It doesn't eat
music.
Me.
Envelops
you're getting
me
really,
like a
you're
like
getting a little defensive about me.
Look, music doesn't eat me, dude.
I feel like it's eating
no
you right
eats
now.
No one eats me, dude.
Well,
the
I
only
guess,
person
okay,
that eats me is
problem.
Me when I come in my own mouth.
Eat me for me.
You remember that C-Lab?
Which one? Oh, yeah.
The it envelops me like a warm
mother's
womb.
That's music.
No, because I listen to it, it washes over me, I'm done with it.
He's down with it, music.
I'm down with you.
Hit the bricks, music.
Hit the hit, kick rocks, bitch.
So anybody else have a shitty lyric? I mean, I feel like that's a bad lyric.
I feel like I do, and it kind of goes into...
Is it the same
Doritos
exact song?
Nickelbox.
Oh, let's make that segue happen.
If you want to transition.
Go slide for it. Right you in, don't dude. Have to even say it,
so,
man.
Slide so right as to my I ass. Was... Yeah, let's address the Red Hot Chili Pepper in the room.
Oh, no.
I feel like people like Red Hot Chili Peppers. I feel like there's a...
I think they're an
following.
Agreeable brand. Band.
Yeah, yeah.
And brand.
And brand. They got that butthole.
The butthole logo.
And there are a few songs that I like.
Yeah. Namely?
You know?
You want to call the beer songs off first,
we'll
or
that.
You want to hear
no,
the...
Oh,
no,
we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to those.
Shit. Building suspense. Listen to us.
But I feel like I've never really enjoyed the band as a whole.
No. Nope.
You know?
Yeah,
not many
I hear
people
you.
Have, I don't think. If you delve into them, you can't look...
They're greater than the sum of their parts.
There's a lot. I went through their discography and just skipped through all of it.
They have hundreds
like,
of songs.
They are prolific.
You can just run through a greatest hits and that's enough.
Jesus. Yeah,
it's just 20 versions of Under the Bridge.
Or Give It Away.
But as I was going, I came across this one called Snow.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I called was your beer song, dude.
Yeah, I think we've talked about
it. No, he doesn't like this song.
No, this is the shitty lyric.
Yeah.
Because there's a lyric in there that says, hey-o, listen what I say-o.
Yeah.
I say, hey-o.
It's got him.
Listen what I say-o.
It's a cool lyric.
I'm talking, hey-o.
The beginning of the song are built around the vocal rather than trying to be like lyrics by themselves.
Yeah, they have some bad lyrics.
He scats.
There's a lot of bad lyrics with the Chili Peppers, I'll tell you that.
I mean, Californication probably has some bad lyrics.
The fucking so name of the song is a bad lyric.
How's he going to tell you
One,
about
two,
the Pleiades?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Like stars, isn't it?
Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I thought it was
some
like Greek mythology.
7, 8, 9, 10. So there's 10 songs that I knew that I had heard on the radio.
Is that
a lot of hits?
Yeah,
right?
It's pretty good, man.
For sure.
They have like a
3-plus decade run.
There's like 4 albums. Blood Sugar Sex Magic. Yeah.
That's the only album I know.
You know that
by
one.
By the way.
I didn't know that was an album.
You know that one.
And Stadium Arcadium.
And that has a couple songs on there you'll know.
Yeah, so Blood Sugar Sex Magic is Give It Away and Under the Bridge.
Yeah.
All right.
Bangers.
Californication is
Let
Around
me guess.
The World.
Okay.
Scar Tissue. Yeah.
Scar
Other
Tissue.
Side.
Uh-huh. What is that one?
Kind
of sounds like the first two.
Okay.
They all kind of sound the same after a while.
When I was listening to them, I was like, I thought maybe this was all one song, but it's a bunch of different songs. Californication, and then By the Way, and Can't Stop.
Can't Stop.
Can't Stop with the Bit to Go Through.
Pleiades.
And then Stadium Arcadium is Danny California.
Used two sticks to make it in a nature.
Snow, Danny California. I hate that song.
Yeah, I hate Danny California.
I hate that song because I remember it being on Rock Band and being very difficult to play. Or it was like sing the words or something.
So here are the ones I like. Under the Bridge.
Banger.
Californication. And Can't Stop. So those three. And those three are the top three most popular on Spotify.
So I guess you're right.
So I am in agreement with all of the other people. I also had a middle
group. That's a Spotify-le.
Yeah.
Is that what you are?
I also had a middle group of songs, which I didn't really
a
care either
group?
Way.
Yeah.
Damn.
Scar Tissue,
Not a Wish
Other
You
Side,
Saw.
By the Way, and Dally, Danny California. So I was like, okay. The ones I don't like, Give It Away.
Give it away. Yeah, I can see how that song is abrasive.
I don't really like that one. Around the World. I don't really like that one.
Around the World?
And yeah.
Around the world, statues.
No,
not even close.
It's a better song.
Knows how long I loved you.
Yeah.
So everywhere I go, people stop and they say.
You know, actually, when you did that, when you rolled your B or R or whatever, the BR.
Get it put in you.
When you did that, it reminded me that the reason that RCP is so hateable is that his persona is, I don't even know, he's like
fighting like a brave. Right?
Smarmy?
Smarmy or like, how would you describe
Snooty?
Him?
Snooty?
No, he's just like, hey, look at the back. He's just
he's just a piece of shit
like
in the corner.
Right?
He looks like
he's
sounds.
Just slimy.
He looks like he sounds.
Yeah.
But the put the like bucket in ya.
He's like a walking onomatopoeia.
Wow. I don't want to pee on you.
So you guys are just hating on Anthony Kiedis.
No, just his persona is weird.
Get a brand new. Stop. He's continue. Like
he's a little sneaky. He's a snake. He's a little slimy snake is what he
he's
is.
He's like a tribal tat.
He's he like a tribal is. Tattoo. Anthony Kiedis is a tribal tattoo. True or false?
Yeah. True. Mm.
And he just seems like someone that won't shut up about not doing heroin anymore.
Or fucking.
He's like, I'm not fucking anymore.
Guess what, guys?
Except you.
Yeah, guess
Except
what?
You, girl.
Ever since the heroin, I lost the taste for fucking.
Will you help me get it back, baby?
I'm talking about heroin.
What's that?
So, to review.
Yeah.
To review.
In summary.
The song's in Nickel Box already. Number one is Even Flow by Pearl Jam. Number two, The One I Love by R.E.M. Wow. And now this joining them, number three, RHCP, Give It Away.
Wow. That's...
Damn, Give It Away.
Wow, Give It Away is the worst RHCP song to you?
So Snow was an honorable mention.
No, it's only the worst song that I know of.
Yeah. Oh, I see. There are worse RHCP songs, to be sure. It's just the worst one that I know.
You guys think
I know 10.
You think we should rethink the Nickel Box thing? I mean, they already get enough. They've got enough shit as it is.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with Nickelback.
I know. It sounds like Nickelback, but it's not.
It's not about Nickelback.
No. It's like Candlebox and Nickelback smashed together.
Yeah, but you're also...
You said it was about Nickelback.
But is Nickelback in the Nickel Box?
No.
Ask him.
Then why would you name it after the Nickelback?
I don't remember
why we said Nickel Box.
Well, it was because he said Nickel Box.
Oh, I said Nickel Box, but I think I just said Nickel
Box.
I said Tinderbox.
Yeah. That's where we started.
But you want to rename it? Maybe this is unfair to Nickelback.
It's not anything about Nickelback.
Are you just kidding me, dude?
It's got nothing to do with you, Nickelback, even though it's named after you.
We're trying to tell Ryan the truth here, Nickelback.
We portmanteaued your name with Tinderbox, but it's got nothing to do with
you. You're gaslighting me,
hey,
Arthur.
Hey, Scott Stapp, chill. It's got nothing to do with you. I'll look at your photograph. Just give me a fucking second, man. I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Scott Stapp is Creed.
Yeah, you're right.
You got me all mixed up.
You don't know what to do.
All right, so let's move back to our topics. We'll bring up Nickelback maybe another time.
Sure.
Bring in Nickelback later.
Yeah.
Yeah, RHCP beer song.
Yeah, so I was going through here, and this is such a beer song that I didn't even know that it existed.
That it was a Chili Peppers?
Really?
Or like deep cuts?
No, that I'd never heard it before.
All right, name one.
Oh.
This is a legit
discovered this song.
This is a true beer song
because he was chasing if RHCP is in the Nickel Box.
Yeah.
He's discovered... His beer song.
Ooh. Was there anything else redeeming about
Road Trippin'?
Okay.
How's it go?
That is a beer song because I've never
heard of that shit in my
it's
entire life.
It's on Californication, and it looks like it's a song that they did release.
Can you play it, Arthur?
Sure, I'll work on it.
Yeah, so that's my
What was
my
it
beer
about
song.
It? While he's pulling that up, what was it about this song?
Was it the vibe?
Was it the vibe, dude?
Yeah,
were you
I think
vibing
it was.
With it? Oh, wow.
I think all the songs that I enjoy from RHCP
have more of a vibe.
They have less of him doing that. Doing the thing.
Less Anthony Kiedis, more vibe.
Yeah, the instrumental stuff that they do is off the chart.
If it's slow, I like slower.
Like the under the bridge guitar riff is just so notable for Chili Peppers. He's still kind of doing Anthony Kiedis whenever he's doing like the acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
No, he's not as like expressive.
My friends.
I still don't like his voice sometimes, dude. It just bugs me.
Is he your Eddie Vedder?
Oh wow.
I wouldn't put him in the Tinderbox, but he just sometimes he bugs me. Like,
who's in your Tinderbox?
I'd have to think about that.
Is it
I don't think anyone would.
Is it the Doors?
My Tinderbox. I don't really want to get rid of any. I don't hate anything that bad anymore. But the Doors, we were talking about how the Doors are shitty. Me and Jim and I were talking about how bad they are. And he was like, because when we were in high school, there were like girls and there were guys and girls who were just like, I love the Doors.
Yeah,
like
they got the Hot Topic
to like the Doors.
Shirt. Yeah, it was a Hot Topic shirt.
It's got nothing to do with
But he was talking about, we were wondering if there's still like Zoomers out, if there's like, you know, 14, 15-year-olds that are
of
like.
Of course.
I think there's not. I think there's finally.
Of course there are.
movies built around it. It's the parents passing it down, dude.
You don't think
well, they gotta stop
Brian's
it.
Saying that
stop it.
That he believes the Doors are dead now.
They're dead, dude. If they're not dead, then fuck me running, dude. Fuck me in my ass.
Are they dead as a doornail?
Dead as a Doors cool. nail?
Oh, hey.
Yes, dead as a Doors nail.
The corn is growing, guys.
But even though I don't like the Doors, I wouldn't put them in the tinderbox. Sometimes I'll listen to a song.
Like what?
God, Lizard King? The streets are up to my ankles. You know that one?
How about the one song?
To the Other Side?
No.
Baby Light My Fire?
I don't like
Come
it.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
It's like the radio song, pop song. This it's the one that like end. Got them on the Hot Topic wall.
We my only friend.
Oh, I hate that song.
That's a long ass song,
yeah,
right?
That's so
I,
like,
I think that's
thing.
Like the I need to take a shit, said the DJ
Break
song.
Break on through to the other side.
I don't like, you know what? He has Kiedis. He has Kiedis energy.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, but it's just like, guy who's just gonna like,
all right, you're on heroin. Why are you like crazy, man?
So reel it back to Kiedis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. OLP.
Our Lady Peace Burrito. That's the next one on our nickel box list.
Yeah, of if Our Lady Peace was in the nickel box, they are not.
Oh, they escaped by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, I mean, there's other songs that came out after the three songs that I know.
What are the three songs that you know?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know any.
He said we knew Superman, but I have no idea of that song.
Superman is dead.
Only a man and a
or is it just Superman?
No, it's Superman.
Superman's dead.
So, yeah, apostrophe S.
There's an apostrophe S in there.
Yeah,
apostrophe
Superman
S.
Dead.
Dude, speaking of Kiedis energy, he also has it.
OLP?
Yeah.
Clumsy, I guess.
That's a throw away the radio, suitcase.
And then 4 a.m. All three of those are on
it's
the same 4 album.
It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning!
That's my favorite 4 a.m. song.
Oh, take that, the used.
So all those I enjoy. I don't know any of the other Our Lady Peace songs. Yeah. I listened to a couple of them. I didn't really like them, but I mean...
Is that Atlantis?
Yeah. Oh, that's Our Lady Peace for sure. That's Atlantis.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to Atlantis than Our Lady Peace.
I would agree.
I'll second that.
I would agree.
That's Broadway material.
Yeah, that's Broadway
You're
material.
Maybe not that song.
I like that song.
I'd have to listen like to the shittiness of Ironic.
It's
no,
a good song.
I'm thinking of Hand going in my pocket. Down on a theater.
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah.
Which is actually a Chili Peppers tie-in too, because Flea and Dave Navarro
You're
played
right.
on that recorded track.
On which one?
You ought to know. The
really?
Dave Coulier song.
Wow. Also,
and I went down on you in the theater.
I would never give up RHCP. I wouldn't put it in the tinderbox because Flea was in Back to the Future Part 2 and Back to the Future Part 3.
And Big Lebowski.
And Big Lebowski. Lebowski. He's good in all them.
He's prolific.
He's in a lot of good movies.
So you're in love with Michael Balzeri, a.k.a.
I like
Flea?
Him. I'm in love with Balls. That's what I call him.
I just call him Balls around the house.
Balls. How can you call him when, you know, the balls in your mouth?
Oh yeah. How are you calling him when his balls are in
balls
your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so the
that fucking champagne supernova, I swear I want to go.
Change. How many lives are strange?
Refrain times 18.
A million.
Yeah.
I was also okay with Oasis. I don't
yeah,
know.
I like
them at all.
I like
yeah, sure.
So.
They
yeah.
can stay
there. I mean, there's
stay.
The hits.
Are the Doors in your Tinder box?
I don't know.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Is Tinderbox like you hate them and you want them to? Or
99
is it just like,
cent bin.
You wish you never heard them.
Wish
oh,
I never,
never wish you never heard them. I didn't know about that.
We need to review.
We got to define
why
what
they're
Tinderbox.
Going in here because it's my Tinderbox, right?
Yeah, I forget
okay,
that part.
Yeah.
God dang, dude!
I forget about the part that it's yours.
All right, Brito. Jeez,
I just want to.
You
I just want to know.
You don't
I just want to know that sometimes you're wrong.
You don't want to. You don't want to play with others.
Take your Tinderbox and go home.
It's the songs that I don't like that a lot of other people do like.
Which is a lot of songs.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
beer
yeah.
songs are deep dives by Burrito only, that songs that
no one
only
else likes.
People like Burrito know.
Mm. Yeah.
yeah.
They don't know exist. Yeah.
That's why Nickelback is probably not going to be on this list because they're objectively bad.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, Chris, if you're listening to this, hey, guess what? Don't listen to this shit. Dude. Don't listen to this crap.
Jesus.
Chris Kroger.
Christ,
Chris Kroger.
Dude. Scott Stapp.
There are a lot of people
don't
who don't like
Chad.
Nickelback.
Chad.
It's Chad. Sorry. It's Chad. Sorry.
Chad Kroger.
So they can't
sorry,
go on
Chris,
the list.
Chad.
Oh, wow. There's too many shitty songs by Nickelback.
No. There's too many people that think they're shitty songs.
Oh,
it's
I
hack.
See. Oh, no. The definition of Burrito's Nickel Box is a song that people tend to like that he just does not.
But a lot of people like the Nickelback songs. They've just become like a punchline.
Yeah, people like them ironically now. Like Nickelback, not ironically. Yeah, and people are coming around to them.
Like what song?
Look at this photograph!
Is that the Spider-Man song? If any of those songs come on the radio, I'm not turning it. I'm listening to like, how you remind me
of what I really am. I'm not like you, but say sorry. Something, something with an endless story.
Yeah, so Chad, don't listen.
Or have you the heart was breaking? I'll pin down.
Okay, it's a bang. It's a bang. Yeah.
So don't listen to Burrito. Chad, give me a call. Don't listen to this crap.
Oh, you're a Chad apologist.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with a
I like to put that band in with like Puddle of Mud.
She fucking hates me. Oh, wow. I hate them.
There is one Puddle of Mud song.
She fucking hates me!
Every reason to, man.
Blurry is a good song, I think.
It's the one with the like pinch harmonics on the guitar. Like,
I don't know. I can't play it.
It was a little hootie in there. But I caught the note and he knows
it. Oh, I want to be with Jews.
Okay, anyways.
How about Hootie?
Oh, I like Hootie.
Burrito.
Nickel Box.
Oh, we're doing these three.
Okay, fine. Jane's Addiction.
Just tease this one.
Yeah, tease it. Yes or no.
Hey, just tease it. We don't need to get into specifics. Hootie. Okay, Jane's Addiction.
Because we were tying it in.
You're right.
I didn't know that
Dave Navarro was in Jane's Addiction.
You didn't know that.
Or still is, technically,
I didn't know that he was in there until I looked him up.
Do you think he's a pretty
he's in
man?
The band photo.
Yeah, do you think Dave Navarro's handsome?
He wears a lot of, what's it?
Eyeliner.
Eyeshadow?
Eye makeup, yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you pretty, dude. That doesn't make you fucking pretty, dude.
That's not what makes him pretty.
You're saying his eyes, his natural beauty?
I mean, it's a total package.
I don't know. He's not my style, dude.
Well,
he's
like a masculine prince.
Yeah, I guess so. He's not feminine enough.
That's
for me.
That's a really good description.
Yeah.
A masculine prince.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not
he's
bad.
Well kept.
He is well kept.
He keeps that goatee like chiseled.
Shit. It's like painted on.
Yeah.
I don't like it, dude.
You don't like it? You don't
trust
it?
It looks like Satan.
How about the musical talent?
That's kind of it.
I don't know.
Like, he's a good guitar player.
Jason!
I hate it.
So that's in your nickel box? That band?
Perry Farrell, organizer of Lollapalooza, also played in the band Porno for Pyros. Yes.
It does sound like Porno for Pyros.
I don't think I like him.
I guess I know Jane Says.
Everybody knows that one.
And then Been Caught Stealing?
Been Caught Stealing, that's the only other one I know.
How's that one go?
I thought they were the same song, honestly.
Been Caught Stealing!
Oh, yeah.
Once, when I was five!
Yeah.
So I think maybe that one. When I was listening to it, I was like,
"Yeah, it was like
I don't like
song.
This." Yeah. So yeah, if I was gonna put one in the nickel box, it would have to be Been Caught Stealing.
But
that's
I don't
a good
think,
choice because you do.
I don't
like
think
Jane
a lot
says.
Of people like
Jane Says.
I don't think a lot of people like Jane's Addiction.
I feel like more people
I think
like
right.
Jane Says the song than Jane's Addiction. You know what I'm saying? Like, they like that one song, but don't care anything for the band.
I'd be happy to put Jane Says in there as well.
Damn! Wow. Yeah, I would put it in there, too. I would say, hey, Jane Says, I do wish
you
I never
like
heard
that
you.
That kind of, you know, beach feel to it?
I don't know anything about the song except Jane Says!
Now, look, as someone who, like, really, I adhere to Salt Life, I still don't like that song.
Salt Life, tell me about this.
He's all about this fucking Sub-Zero lifestyle
I've
and also
Salt Life.
No, Salt Life would
it's
be...
It's Coast Life.
Yeah,
by the coast.
Be on the beach, dude, be on a sleepy beach town.
So is that a brand or a saying?
It's a brand.
Okay. It's a brand.
Yeah.
They don't actually say that?
Got Tahitian
Doesn't
women fanning
like...
you. It looks like a church.
It says something else.
What? No. I mean, it's written like Stussy.
What is
Salt Life?
No, it's
that's
it's,
right.
It's written many ways.
It kind of looks like it says Slut Life.
Oh yeah.
If you look at it real, the logo. If you look at it real,
for sure says
on the
Slut
back
Life.
Of some dude's truck.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, okay, maybe.
It definitely says Slut Life.
I mean,
yeah.
You guys are stinging his brand. Leave him alone.
Yeah, dude. Look,
Jesus.
It's like a slower, you know, slower pace of life.
I also like fishing.
Yeah, dude.
So you do like Salt Life.
Are you a part of Salt Life?
I guess so. I don't know. I haven't been fishing in a long time. I need to.
Yeah, but it's
fishing trip, boys.
Is it deep sea fishing?
Yeah. We're going to the glory hole.
Deep sea either.
Wow.
You should try that.
I haven't been to the beach in like a year now, but like the beach, if the beach stays with you, then you're salt life. You don't have to actually go to the beach that often, as long as it's inside of you.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like you ingest sand on a frequent interval?
Yeah.
If you just have enough sand content in your body?
Yeah, and if you like sprinkle it into your butt cheeks, like you know how like you have sand in your ass when you leave the beach?
Our joints are rusty because of all the salt.
Here we go. Did you know our joints are rusty because of all the salt?
Is that true?
Salt life.
Salt life.
Salt life. That was Burritos, Nickelbox, and also Double X Quantum and Out.
Salt life.
That sponsor, I guess.
Holiutea's financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight.
Why wait?
Why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Lion leaves his testicle after lioness attacks him for stealing their food.
Lionesses.
Yeah, multiple lioness.
Multiple.
That was fucking rough.
That is not a gangbang you want.
A reverse gangbang.
I just want to say that any story of a female mutilating the genitals of a male just gets me
hot,
dude. Yeah, I don't like it.
And he's also the king of the jungle.
Yeah. You don't do that to the king.
You're coming after the king.
Now, look, I will say that my client, the lion, who got his testicles ripped off.
Can you say your client's name? State your client's name.
Do I have to make it up?
That's kind of the thing.
Jimmy the lion. Jimmy the lion. Okay,
Jimmy can be better than
no,
that.
No, Jimmy Lions.
Jimmy Lions.
Why, like L-Y-O-N-S?
Yeah.
Jimmy Lion.
Jimmy Lions.
Guess what? He's a lion.
Yeah, he lies and he steals.
And he was just lying there.
He was, too. I mean, my client Jimmy Lions should not have been stealing food. I will grant you that, Your Honor. But is that... Okay. Anyone that's caught stealing food, should we just sentence them to get their nuts ripped off? Or... should the punishment match the crime?
Yeah, I mean, this is far from eye for an eye.
Yeah, this is cruel and unusual punishment.
This is meat for a nut.
What do you guys think of Lionel Lions?
Lionel Lions?
Is that too much? Is
it's
that
a lot.
It is too much, but I think you have to add one more.
There has to be three lions now.
Oh, put third Lionel. One okay. Lionel Lions.
Lionel Cat.
No.
Oh.
Lionel Big Cat Lions. Big Cat's his nickname.
Big Cat.
They call me Big Cat. Yeah. Lionel Lions.
Okay. Anyways, this lion not named Lionel Lions.
No, that's his client.
Anyways, lost his but testicle, I don't like it, dude.
Like they tore his sack open and it fell out. And then human intervention had to sew his sack shut.
Oh, but they did sew it.
They fixed him up.
Oh, that's
I don't
good.
Think did they recover the nut though. Probably
maybe they
not.
Put a prosthetic or something.
They didn't fucking put a nudicle in there.
I like a ping pong ball?
You ever heard of nudicles?
Is it like a ping pong ball?
It's like a prosthetic testicle.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you pump?
No.
No, it's like a
fucking...
It's a ball that weighs about as much as your ball to kind of fill the space.
Yeah, to balance you.
I know a guy who doesn't have his balls.
A prosthetic nut?
Both?
I don't know. It might be. I don't know if it's one or two.
Hmm.
Anyways.
Well, this lion was left with one working, but still probably
one
slaying.
One working, one...
Just
yeah.
caught him at the wrong time.
Sorry, bitches. You hungry? Okay, I'll be back.
But you know what? I will take it back a little bit. I mean, I'm kind of into this lioness protecting her shit, so...
Lots of lionesses.
Yeah.
It was a gang of lionesses.
I don't like that.
That's what it was, though.
I don't like that.
They ganged up on him.
Got a little catty, you know?
Hey.
So speaking of stuff happening down there, man who allegedly stole $8,000 guitar by hiding it in his pants, stopped by police north of...
That did you
place.
Say 800?
Did I say 800,000?
Maybe. I think you said 800,000.
I wasn't listening.
Let's just say it's 800,000.
It's not.
It makes it more interesting.
Yeah, you're right. It does make it way more interesting. This guy's
just Prince's guitar.
How the hell did he fit an $800,000 guitar
in his
pants?
So there was like a video
pants?
That went with this.
Yeah.
And so he was wearing like JNCOs.
Yeah. That's the only way.
Yeah. And he takes like the head of the guitar
choice.
With the tuners and runs that down his leg.
Uh-huh.
And so the body of the guitar is like on
here?
His stomach and he just puts his hoodie over it and kind of waddles out of there.
Later, bitches. Yeah. I got JNCOs.
Where was this?
No court of law will convict me because I'm crazy.
It was north of Slam City.
I will plead motherfucking insanity. And they're like, what's the evidence? I wore JNCOs outside. Lock him up in the mental institution because he's a threat to himself, but not to society.
Punk, bitch!
Schoolboy loses both nipples after dare to freeze them with two cans of Lynx.
Lynx is, the spray?
I'm gonna say it's like a wart remover.
Oh, I thought it was like a keyboard cleaner shit.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. He froze them off.
Or it could be like for your air conditioner.
What do you think happens when your nipples just fall off?
I think they just become scars.
Scar tissue, not a wish song.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the picture looked like.
Jesus, he saw pictures? Shut up.
Like a picture
no
of his nipple on there. Look at that.
It says he did it in front of a crowd.
Dude, they're like, Jerry,
this was at school.
Jerry,
he's doing it for the lulz, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he froze his nipple to
maybe
where
he crowdfunded it, and now he has to go through with it.
Yeah. So it's just like a stump.
Oh. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay, a photo of the nipple which looked burnt off.
It looks, it's more like
necrosis.
Burn. Or what's it called? Frostbite.
Frostbite. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Damn, gross. I don't like it, dude.
Oh, I hate
that
idea.
He was trying to be funny, and
it's memorable.
I respect that.
He now has a brand.
Yeah.
What's his name? Nathan No Nipples?
Nathan No Nip.
Oh, here comes Nathan No Nip. Why the fuck do you guys call him? Hey, Nathan, show me. Oh, God damn it. I don't have any nipples because when I was 15, I blew them off with Lynx. Nathan's crazy, by the way. Yeah, I'm an accountant.
Guys.
24,000-year-old animal found alive, well, and ready to produce.
Animal is a bit of a
stretch,
misnomer, right?
I don't know what it was, it's
like
ready to fuck.
A water creature of some sort.
Like an amoeba
microscopic
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that technically an animal?
I think so.
Is an amoeba an animal?
It has
mineral,
a reproductive
vegetable.
System of some sort.
But what if you're,
like an insect.
Like a virus?
Is an insect an animal?
Yeah.
Well, then this thing is.
I guess so, because it's just a really small insect.
It got a dick. It got a butt. Animal. Look it up.
Speaking of animals, woman reveals hinge date requested $4 after second meetup fell through.
That I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, if you know that the date failed, I think it's very funny to send them a Venmo request for half of whatever it was. That's fucking,
I think so
that's,
too.
That's big balling, dude. Yeah,
that's memorable.
It's funny, and you know what? There is a small chance that they'll think it's funny and go on another date with you. Very,
very small.
Bigger chance.
Oh,
than
yeah,
if
absolutely.
You not.
But if you found that, you know, that girl that's willing to play along, I think maybe you're onto something now. It's
okay,
an automatic
filter. Let me think about this. Okay, so she doesn't want to go out with him anymore. She thinks he's boring.
No, she's too busy.
Oh, what?
She did want to go out with him again.
Yeah, she set up a second date, but she was too busy and had to cancel, keep rescheduling. And he's like, you know what? This ain't going to work. And sent the request for $4.
He paid for her coffee, but when the second date fell through, he wanted money back for the first date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a little... But if it was like, you had a second date, you went through with it, and then like, she was like, I don't think we should see each other. There's no chemistry or whatever. He goes home and he's like, hey, I had a good time, but you know, now that this is over.
$23.50
if you please.
Yeah. I mean, you had wine, I had water.
Yeah. Either this.
Love it.
Either this or you go on another date, or is that like weird?
No, why even say that?
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what the best way to do this is.
Exactly.
Just don't ask for the $4.
No. No. If in the event, the second date, she's like, you know what? I don't want to see you anymore.
It was amiable or whatever.
Maybe I'd give her like another shot.
No, she doesn't want to see you anymore.
At all?
Yeah, so he has zero shots.
And he's out for
his shots,
on a coffee.
His shot is now, okay, dinner was $50.
I see where you guys are
going.
Yeah, he paid for all of it, but
it was an
investment that I was paying for, but now that it's not going to work, I feel like I need a refund.
All right, Burrito, we need to check
what's up?
The manuscript here. There's a little like text back and forth if you wanted to bring it back up.
What do you want?
The what?
Wait, what?
Never mind.
Set it up.
It's great for radio.
Oh, you want me to be one of the...
Deposit.
There was a text message stuff.
That's the word I'm thinking of. He's like, look, this date was a deposit.
On some
and
pussy.
And now that the pussy,
that the pussy has
through,
been revoked.
Deposit.
Can I get my deposit back?
Yeah.
Which
I think
is
you worded $50. Exactly like that.
And she might think it's funny.
Yeah.
But she probably won't.
Definitely will not, but might.
Probably. No, I mean, but maybe.
She definitely will not, but might.
Right.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
But definitely will not.
Is it like a prenup for a date?
Well.
So we say prenup.
So she starts off, so I just woke up. Why did you request $4?
Oh, that's funny. Is it? Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was their text message so, back and forth.
Bring it back. Bring it. You're playing this dude.
Oh, okay. No, let me pull hold, it up. I gotta. Yeah, I gotta look at the.
Oh, we are doing.
Pray for radio.
Oh, it's like a TikTok thing. Wait, I don't see. She's covering it. Oh, I see it. Am I the girl?
Mm-hmm. You can be whoever you want to be.
You can be whoever you want to be.
Wait, am I the girl?
I'll be the phone.
Okay.
Bling.
Did you pull it up?
Wait, what are you talking? There's the it was text messages.
Yeah, you guys are playing. It's vibrating. It's on vibrate, dude. It's
a script. Dude.
Oh, okay. So I just woke up. Why did you request $4?
Oh, I'm the guy. Well, I assume the second try for breakfast is canceled by now, so that's for the coffee last week, since it seems like we're never going to go out again. I really just don't understand what games you are trying to play.
Okay, well, let me be crystal clear so that we're on the same page. Let's get some things straight before I humble your ego. Fact number one, I am a full-time student as well as a part to full-time employee.
Oh, wait, this is long.
It's hella long.
That's not very funny.
I have an extremely sick mother back home who needs my help doing basic tasks.
Oh, man.
This is too much. She shouldn't be saying all this. Just stop. Don't talk to him anymore.
He hit the G-spot just right.
I guess he did. So maybe he's doing okay at this point. If she's typing all this out, he's
got a
chance.
This is a red flag, right?
But he's got a chance.
Is this text message a red flag, though?
Yes.
Yeah, but he has a chance. Yeah. He's warmed himself back in the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to read it, you can, but and this is like very long.
I think he just replied, K.
Oh my God, well, you're the one that told me like 5 times you wanted to go out again. I mean, this is all pitiful, like, dude. This is
God's vagina.
They brought a picture for mom into us.
She is kind of cute, but anyways. Yeah, this is red flags from both sides on this one.
Everybody should just fuck.
But yeah, and do it the way I did it. I told you. Like, do it in a more fun way.
Yeah, kitschy way. And then charge more.
Yeah, like $50.
$50 plus tip.
Plus gas to get there.
Does it include half a donkey?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's a segue.
Speaking of asses, meet Wallace, the first mule to win the British dressage competition.
Oh, shit. I thought you had an alternate headline.
Half donkey, half horse. Yeah, well, that was the original headline.
Uh-oh, here's a better one.
Wallace is a cute name for a mule.
Yeah, right? So I got a better headline.
Wallace.
Tell us about a burrito!
Wallace puts on a real donkey show. Makes his competitors look like asses.
Oh, hey. Hey.
There you go.
Okay.
Burrito donkey rewrites show. The news.
Yeah, burrito, if who's this story originally by? The Sun?
Okay,
if you're looking for copywriters.
If you're looking for burrito. Headline writers.
If you want hard-hitting headlines.
It was off the website Stable Express.
Oh, straight from the source.
Yeah.
Stable Express. My favorite hard-hitting headlines. My favorite morning read. Stable Express. You know I like it? It's a stable read.
My favorite read is Brian's sewing season.
Welcome to... Wait, that's not it.
It's the middle one.
What was I going to say?
Come chat.
You're listening to... Wait, can you turn that one off? Hi, you're listening to... No, I don't like that one. Hi, you're listening to... No, I don't like that either. Man, fuck this. I think I like that one. It's more mysterious. You're tuning in to Come Chat with Brian. Is that it? Come Chat with Brian?
Come Chat with Brian.
Yep.
God. I'm gonna fuck it up every single time. Let's see.
You just worked with the sound effects for 4.5 minutes.
Okay, wait, hold on. You're listening to Come Chat with Brian. I do it for free. Prolific sperm donor gives his seed away using Facebook. Clive Jones says he has fathered 129 children, he is our king, over the last 9 years and has 9 more on the way, dude. What do we think about this, guys?
He has some special sauce.
That's some potent-ass sauce.
No, I mean, like, you can make 129 kids.
Not everyone can. Some people have more potent cum than others.
Yeah, but if you're doing in vitro or whatever, IVF, even if you have bum sperm, you can make babies.
Wow. So what? Why do you, I didn't read this at all. Why do you think these people want this cum so
This
bad?
Is what I'm saying. He must have some secret magical sauce.
He must be hot.
He must be hot.
He looks just like John Cena. Did you see a picture of him?
Yeah, but you can get cum for free off the street, dude.
Come on, dude.
You can just get cum if you want, man.
They want valuable cum.
Right. They want cum that's 6'2".
66-year-old Clive Jones.
He's 66 and he's thrown gum up in these bitches.
Wow, dude.
He's gumming up their waterworks, man.
They're not even worried that it's
old. Is he attractive? Old.
Did you see him?
I just saw his donkey dick.
Hold wow.
Half that, donkey. Clive Jones
They want
sperm.
Their children to have donkey dicks. That's why they want his sperm.
I don't blame him, dude. Oh, look at this. Okay. I don't know, man. Why?
It looks like his skin's falling off.
He looks
off.
Like a regular-ass old guy. I mean, he's not unattractive, but he's balding, which I'm, you know.
He's not balding. He's bald.
Bald. Yeah. He's fathered 129 children.
I think he's just a prolific sperm donor.
Oh, okay. I do it for the love of the game. That is kind of like the dream, like evolutionarily speaking,
it's true.
Is to have a bunch of kids and not have to pay for them.
I feel like
that is like ideal.
If you want, yeah. You know what? I don't know why I never did this.
I pushed my seat deep into bam. Anyway, so what's his name? Clive Jones. Clive Jones. I'm directing this directly to you, Clive. No, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. Okay, anyways. Clive, all I'm going to say is you're doing God's work. Keep it up. Keep jacking off in a booth and then putting into a cup and having the nurses pour it into someone's pussy or however it works.
Yeah, I think they turn the woman upside down.
Yes.
And then
they just pour it.
They pour it.
Yeah, they don't use a baster.
They open up, they get the stirrups.
Where did this baster idea come from?
They get the stirrups and then they pour it in.
They pour it in.
To the, like a crucible.
With a measuring cup?
Yeah.
Straight from the... Yeah. Yeah, they have to refine it first. They take out all the excess water.
Yeah, to make it more potent. Anyway, yeah. So keep
it's
doing that.
Compote. It's a compote.
Keep it up, Clive. You're I respect you, and you are
doing
a king,
the Lord's work,
and we love you. From all of us in Flame City, Clive, we love you.
Real one.
Fuck!
Oh, I said come.
Right. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese bank teller. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at counting the change in his Godzilla piggy bank, always delivering the fattest stacks of headlines, this is Burrito's Nippo News, a segment within a segment within a segment. Segment.
Yeah. What happens if someone goes around the bank teller? And secretly...
Your mama's so fat, she sit around the bank. When they say she sit around the bank, she sits around the bank.
Drops money in people's account. That's what this guy did. Hyogo man arrested for stalking woman through her bank account.
Interesting.
So, yeah, let me tell you what this guy did.
Yeah.
He started, transferring money into this lady's bank account.
That sounds nice.
Like very small amounts.
Microtransactions.
Like 1 yen.
Which is like a penny.
Right? Yeah, it's like a penny, right? But along with it, he would put a little message. Aww. Like, hey, let's meet up or let's chat.
For the memo?
Or,
he Venmo'd her a penny and said,
for
which,
the little message?
He said, you up?
Yeah.
How many of these are going to drop on you?
He should have just faxed her.
Bullshit!
You up?
This was the problem. That joke stayed funny.
Sorry, what were you saying there, Breet?
He made dozens of 1 yen transfers in 2 weeks.
Wow. Rich guy.
Yeah.
Because there's only a set amount of characters he could put.
Rich dad, poor dad. What do you think
this
dad is?
He's 55 years old.
Oh, shit.
How old?
55.
He's 55.
Yeah.
Can't drive.
His victim was 39 Whoa. Year old.
That's not young enough, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Not young enough to be doing this shit, too.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, so he was,
how hot
he
is
was arrested
bitch?
For the a violation of Anti-Stalking Act.
Bullshit!
So was the memo, there's more where this came from?
Yeah.
You stick with me, babe. I got lots of pennies.
They do have some here. There was one that said, let's chat.
Oh,
what the fuck? Is he like a bot?
Cum chat?
So did he fucking bot? Did he get a chat from her?
Vagina and boobs?
How'd he end up with her information?
It said parentheses equal three.
They just said he somehow found it out.
Like he took a check and their numbers were
he's
on
He's just
it.
Like doing fucking, sending yeah, pennies to everybody.
Stuff.
He's just sending pennies to everybody.
Possible.
See what hits.
Yeah.
Just dirty pennies.
Butt pennies.
Butt pennies.
Butt pennies.
He singled her out.
Oh, he went through her trash.
Victim is a strong word, right?
She's harassed.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
With pennies, man.
I was trying to
I would hate it if someone would throw pennies at me. I would hate that.
It is pretty insulting.
Feels like an issue now. Okay.
It does say after a couple weeks, he began to engage in other behavior as well as such as suddenly appearing at the victim's home.
No, I don't like that. Okay, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say that didn't happen.
Oh, fancy meeting you here. Do you live around here? Yeah. Yeah.
You noticed anything in your bank account lately?
Yeah.
No, hey, did you get my yen?
Respond to my text?
Okay, how about this? Yeah. Okay, how about this? What's the number where it's like where the person doesn't consider it stalking and they don't like
a dollar?
So if it keeps putting in a dollar, she's going to see how long it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't think it's a dollar?
It might be more.
A dollar for what?
Every
time you send a message, you get a dollar. How long do you keep up with that?
Before you say that it's stalking and you go to the cops or whatever. I think it's like $10.
If someone say it's the number of transactions.
No. Well, if he's like doing $10 every single time, you're probably going to say, okay, I'll just kind of see where this goes. We'll see how many $10
I think
he gives me.
More than one.
Yeah.
If you're not authorized to like be putting money in there in the first place.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of freaky.
It does feel weird just getting money from someone.
With messages attached.
It does. You're right.
But if it's $100.
That's what I'm saying. There is a number.
If it's like, I ain't saying nothing.
If it's like $1,000 every single time, and it's like, I mean, come on, dude. You're not.
But at some point, it feels like, shit, I can probably get in trouble for this amount of money that's coming to my bank for no reason.
But you're giving it. So you are going to break one of the Slam City rules, and you're going to give back the fucking money?
I'm not giving the money back. The cops are going to find me.
He's
going to
freeze those payments.
They're going to find me at my house, but I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in fucking Bolivia.
Okay. That's what's up, dude.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Setting fire and shit or what?
Yeah, speaking of old guys doing nefarious things.
Oh, shit.
Arson attempt by a passenger on Japan's Shinkansen shuts down the bullet train line. So this guy, an elderly passenger in the number 3 car, began pouring a liquid substance on the floor of the train.
What the fuck?
He then took out a lighter and lit a wad of paper, then set the burning mass down in the liquid in an attempt to light it.
That is funny, though, right?
Guess what, bitches? I'm burning this bitch down. Fuck you are, old man.
Like it would
what
are you doing? Yeah. Kind of silly. He's 69 years old.
Nice.
yeah.
Nice.
When asked why he did it, he said he
fucking felt like it. I'm 69.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He was like, I thought I'd imitate what happened on another train last month. So I guess some other guy
I thought I'd do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fucking insane thing to say.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Someone else did it.
Oh, I saw it earlier. I thought that's what we were doing now. That's what we're doing now. I said to myself,
we're not doing it.
Okay,
just tell me that.
Look, I thought we were doing it because I saw it in a thing last week, so I thought this is what we're doing.
This is not a bit.
If we're not doing it,
you said no bad idea.
If we're not doing it, then why did I see it earlier?
If I saw it earlier, then are we not doing it? No, we're not.
I was behind the times. I was just trying to keep up with the kids.
But imagine it is pretty funny. Like he walks on. I'm just sitting there. I'm on my way to work, dude. I'm just like, I don't want to be. I don't want to go to work. I'm sitting there. I'm just like feeling bad. And this guy walks on and just like pours gas on the floor. I mean, and then he pulls out his match.
I mean, at what point are you stopping it? You're not stopping it. Are you like, you're watching him pour all the gasoline out? You're
I don't know.
Where's this going?
I don't believe what's happening. I'm like, what is that? Is that piss?
Let's see where it's going.
It's probably piss.
It smells like gasoline. Weird. I'm getting a headache because of the gasoline
smell. If he pulls out a match, I don't know if it would compute in time for me to stop it. But if it did, I would stop. I would say, dude, this is very funny, but I'm going to stop it right now.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't
do this.
Bit.
This is objectively a good
bit. Objectively a good bit. This is Brian's 9/11 moment.
Yeah, this is me. I'm Mark Wahlberg. I'm stopping.
Listen here.
I'm stopping you.
This is Tamale Pilot. He goes to Japan. Now's his chance. Now's his chance to step in and go like, no!
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. Not Tamale Pilot!
That is the sequel, though, right? Because
Tamale Pilot goes to Japan.
Rambo goes from like war to war to war.
What did he say about war?
I'm just saying he like, there's like...
War.
What?
Change is good. For?
Oh.
Absolutely nothing.
So speaking of burning it all down, why work at an office when you can work from home?
Okay.
And why work from home when you can work from a Japanese cat town?
That's what they say, right?
That's what they say. They say home is where the Japanese cat town heart is.
Yeah, what the fuck is this, burrito?
Why work from home?
You're crazy for this one.
Can you give us a few reasons?
So you know how
pussy.
Like...
I got one wall to wall pussy.
You know those...
What if I told you could work around pussy?
Those
I would
little,
say
like,
no.
Offices.
This seems like a fucking hassle.
You know those offices that you can rent and like go and like
WeWork?
Work?
Yeah, like a shared workspace.
Like WeWork or... Yeah. So there's a place like that. and it's got cats in there. It's like little cat, all kinds of cats.
Tell me more about these kits.
Yeah, let's talk about these kits.
Like little workstations. Oh,
they got those munchkin cats.
Why did this make the Nippon news?
Because there's a pun.
Tell us about it, Brito!
So cats in Japan don't say meow.
Mm-hmm.
What do they say?
Meow. They say nyan.
Okay. Like right? Nyan cat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
The NFT. Did I say that's an NFT?
Wow. You just said it twice.
Why do cats say it like that?
That's just what they interpreted.
It's a version.
Nyan? Nyan.
N-Y-A-N.
Yeah.
Nyan. Okay.
Yeah. Like dogs don't say bark or bow wow. They say wan wan.
How can
wan.
Okay, I guess so. Really interesting.
But that's what they really say. That's what the dogs really say.
A lot of different cultures have different sound words.
Yeah, the dogs are speaking Japanese.
What their animals say.
It's true.
The dogs are speaking Japanese. The cats are speaking Japanese. Of course, they say it differently.
That makes sense.
It's the same word meaning.
I kind of have a narrow worldview right now.
Yeah.
It's like, why do our dogs say woof?
Because they're American.
Answering that question.
Woof.
I'm wolfing here. Sniffing on my balls, eh?
Yeah, these broads.
So, what's the pun again? Did I hear that?
Okay, I can hear it.
Oh, sorry.
There's an indoor amusement park
inside
operated
by... Inside this office space?
Well, there's an indoor amusement park operated by Namco.
Nambla?
In Tokyo's Ikebukuro Ward called Namja Town.
Uh-huh. Namja.
And so this little cat nya workstation plan is called Nyanja Town.
Oh.
Like Ninja?
Yeah.
No, like Namja.
No, like Namja. But it's Nyanja.
I don't get it because I'm not Japanese.
They just threw the word cat in there.
No, they're just making a play as the fucking...
A cat is Neko.
What?
A cat says... Yeah.
But
cat
the cat
is Neko.
Man.
The cat says... Gotcha. Nya.
Like a cat says
Nyan.
Meow.
Yeah.
Well, cats are bad, though,
that
right?
On the pun, right?
I agree.
So instead of Namja Town, it's Nyanja Town.
But cats aren't good though, right?
No, they climb all over your laptops.
And cats are girls.
It's really funny.
All cats are girls, and all dogs are boys.
I agree.
True or false? All dogs are boys, and all cats are girls.
The feminine urge to be a cat, dude.
Let's knock shit off a shelf.
Yeah, dude. Cut it out.
Chase laser pointers.
Go to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven. Cats go to hell. That was the news.
That was
the news.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it. What after lunch?
What after lunch?
Burrito, hit us with your boom cheese.
Burrito, hit us with your...
This is going to be an interesting one.
This will be an interesting one. Does it involve cock meat?
No.
That would be interesting. Can you agree?
Does that not sound interesting?
Will you at least agree with that?
Can you just entertain it?
Yeah,
would you at least
would have been an interesting one.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it was.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what'd you have?
Boom chi. This was leftovers from breakfast from a restaurant.
Was it Cracker Barrel?
No.
Wait, was it? I was saying, is it breakfast food?
It's breakfast food. Yeah. It was what I had for breakfast. But
yesterday.
Then I had the leftovers for lunch.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And I got it in South Slam City South.
Jesus.
Was it breakfast tacos?
No.
Tamales? That's how I say tamales.
Tamales? It shares its name with
with or without you.
It shares a name with the betrayal.
A tu brute. Caesar salad?
No.
Oh,
brute.
Betrayal.
That betrayal is a little too old. It's a little more recent.
Oh, like
within the last couple hundred years.
Oh, Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the betrayal of Cumberbatch.
Does that really keep
However,
Huh? Does it really keep?
I mean, it was only like 2 hours.
Okay.
About 3 hours.
He repouched the eggs, okay?
All right. So you just seal them back up and
put it in a sous vide.
Here's the clinker.
I thought it was going to be a regular Eggs Benedict.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't.
It was an irregular Eggs Benedict.
It was like an English muffin.
That sounds right.
Uh-huh.
With scrambled egg.
Oh, no. They cheaped you out, dude.
I think that was a shortcut.
Send it back. Send it back.
And then salmon.
You call it out an Eggs Benedict?
And then mayonnaise instead of hollandaise?
No, there was hollandaise on top.
Are you sure that was hollandaise?
It was also on a bed of mashed potatoes.
Why would you sleep on mashed potatoes?
Why would you sleep on mashed potatoes?
I don't know.
Why the fuck are they even calling it Eggs Benedict?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. It was just scrambled egg.
It's a scrambler.
Yeah.
You know,
we opened it up and me and Miss Lumpia both were like, what the fuck is this?
I think that was the biggest betrayal of all.
They probably have to do it that way, though.
I think the sous vide bag busted.
We picked it up.
Or whatever they're cooking, whatever they're poaching their eggs in, busted, and they just scooped it all up and scrambled it.
And scrambled it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what I think happened.
The scoop and scramble.
They were going to start it over again.
Yeah. Those are the last two eggs.
You need to sit your
Man, that's fucking bullshit.
It's an oversight.
Yeah.
It's an ordering oversight.
Brian, was your lunch bullshit?
It's fucking bullshit, dude. Burrito, I know.
No.
Fuck!
I was pissed, too. I was like, what is this?
How did it taste, though?
How did it taste?
It's okay.
Like lies?
Benedict, though.
Because they did.
Oh, man.
They called it Eggs Benedict.
They drew first blood.
I want you to twist this knife. Tell me how much you paid for that.
Oh, no.
No, $10.95.
I think it was like $12.99.
I was going $10.99. It was just a sandwich. Come with like, oh, it was on mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
I guess they put it on there so it doesn't move around.
Don't ask.
Don't tell.
It was mashed potatoes, spinach.
What the fuck?
The English muffin, the scrambled egg, and then the hollandaise on top.
No circle piece of ham?
And the salmon. There was a piece of salmon
on top. Whoa!
Weird.
Why would you sleep on mashed potatoes?
Grilled.
Again, why would you sleep on mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they have capers?
No.
Oh, my God.
This bitch, dude.
I can't even fucking here. I don't even know where to start.
Brian,
probably
what
the capers.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Gemini is hot right now.
Yeah, right now. I don't know where to start, but it feels like at the capers. At the capers, it feels like where it is.
In fact, I think, did you just do this with your collar? You just.
Getting hot under the collar.
Fuming, dude. Never seen him this pissed.
Yeah.
Boom chi. Asian?
Did you just eat kimchi?
No,
just
like it's fucking been
question mark.
It's Asian.
You know you can just get kimchi.
Is it fried rice?
I know, I should. This establishment does have fried rice.
Mm. Was it Panda Express?
Yes. Okay, I got two items.
The noodles?
Well, the noodles. Panda. I did get the noodles.
Well, that's not,
the orange chicken.
Chow mein. They call it that. We've talked about this before. I know it's lo mein, but they call it chow mein. Is there something different?
I think it's just their name branding.
Oh, okay. So chow mein with two items.
He called orange chicken. Entrees? Which I
Orange chicken.
What's and the Beijing beef.
Beijing beef?
Yeah.
Shanghai?
Shanghai beef.
Anyways. No, it was Beijing.
Anyway, yeah. No, it was, beef and broccoli and orange chicken.
Okay.
And,
Do you like the Beijing beef?
I don't think I've ever had a Beijing beef.
I keep telling you to get it. It'll change your life.
They have broccoli
and beef.
If it has broccoli, it's not Beijing.
I think it used to be called Beijing beef.
How are you pronouncing it?
Beijing. Hey, all right, where'd you have for lunch?
Hey, hold on real quick. CCP, I know you're listening. And I just want you to say that when the time comes, we will be by your side.
Nope.
We'll be loyal.
Nope.
And we won't fuck around.
That's right. Brian. This is Gemini Jackson. Come and take it.
Come and take it, bitch.
Come and take it. So come again.
Yeah, shove your Beijing being up your ass. Bing?
Beef?
Beef. Wait, what is the word again? Beef. Yes, beef. Shove
beef
up your ass. Okay, Arthur. Wait, who is it?
Yes, Arthur. What'd you have for lunch?
What'd you have for lunch? What'd you have for lunch?
Let's go down that other path of like the fast food drive thru.
You had Taco Bell.
It was Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco, the legit. Boomchi, the best URL in all of fast food.
Keep trying.
All of food, really. Maybe of all businesses ever. Would you agree?
Everyone listening would agree.
Wow. Unanimous.
It is.
So you had like a Crunchwrap Supreme?
No.
I know you had like a soft burrito.
Cheesy Fiesta potatoes?
No, I hate those. I say it every time.
Yeah, chalupa.
Had the cheesy bean and rice burrito.
Cheesy bean and rice burrito.
Yeah.
Would you call me?
Cheesy bean and rice.
Damn.
And there was like this $2 burrito thing that was like chicken, some kind of chicken thing.
Miscellaneous chicken burrito thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then.
That was it.
Okay.
Nice, dude. Speaking of .co, I looked up rom.com. I feel like someone should have that, right? But they don't. Or someone does. They want to sell it to you.
So someone has it.
I think rom-com is a term of the past.
Yeah, it probably is.
I know the genre's fallen by the wayside.
Rom.com.
All right, what did I have for lunch?
What did he have for lunch?
Boom-chi. It was fast food.
Gas station food?
No.
Oh, so real fast food.
Well...
Okay.
You guys wouldn't. Yeah, the other fast food. That's not what you would consider fast food.
The other dark meat?
Right.
What is that?
There's no other dark meat.
Does
just Gemini
say that?
Jackson.
Was it a like pre-made dish?
It was.
The grocery store?
It was.
Was it sushi?
It was not.
Oh.
Was it chicken two ways?
Boom chi. It had two pieces of bread.
What? Oh, it's a Sammy, dude.
It was. What kind?
Chicken?
Nope.
Cheese?
Turkey.
Turkey. Burrito. Turkey sandwich from the Bizzle. You get 2 points.
From the Bizzle?
The Bizzle.
From the back?
Bizzle.
The Bizzle, the H-E-B.
What is that?
The H-E Bizzle.
Oh, okay.
And I just drop H-E because we're cool like that.
From the Bizzle.
Me and the Bizzle are cool like that.
Me and the Bizzle.
That's what we had for lunch.
What did we have for lunch? Want to go back to the other one?
Yeah, we can do that.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that succulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thicke Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hog to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumps and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. It's not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw, fingers and itis. God! Let's see, side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
What about Thickum Farms Country Bacon?
That's okay. A lot.
Over-cornified.
No, that's the fake bacon.
Bacon?
Because it's bacon apostrophe T, like not, like can't.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Bacon.
Bacon. Bacon.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So the vegans around the room.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys!
Roll it up, loop your ass. Shove it up there.
Where the sun don't shine.
Where the sun don't shine.
What a good... Oh, the good Lord split you. Don't let the door hit you. Where the good Lord split you.
Where the good Lord. Dude, I know it's an
it
old
song. It sounds
strange.
Like he's butt fucking you.
That's not what I was thinking. Even I'm not even saying even in a dirty way. That's a fucking brilliant thing
to say to somebody.
Would the good Lord split you?
Yes.
Even if you're, I'm not even talking about the sex thing.
Right, I know. Right. You're just saying as an affront to somebody.
Like when he was creating you, he split your ass.
Yeah.
And by the way, dude, when get out of here, but also don't let that door hit you where the good Lord split you. It's good, dude.
It is good.
Sometimes the old timers, they knew what they were doing.
Right. Sometimes when you have to move around the cuss words, when you can't work blue, you get creative.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit your damn ass.
Yeah.
Not as good.
Why don't you just fuck off? Mom?
Here you go.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
We got more?
I think you figured out how to share.
Oh, we're getting titties. This is Princess Mako, by the way.
You showing us tits?
It might be like weird.
What is this? On the top. Farm Benedicts. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, so it says all Benedicts served on a fresh split biscuit with griddled mashed potatoes and scrambled cage-free eggs.
That's how they do it.
Yeah. So you get it with.
Well, how much is it?
Scrambled what?
Scrambled cage-free eggs.
Why aren't they saying how much it is?
Oh, it's because it's in a fucking carton.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, order. Yeah, let's see how much this shit is.
It's two. Too fucking much. Oh, no. Tempura tilapia is 11 bucks.
Let's see what the actual item is.
Spinach. It's probably 12 bucks at least. This has $45.
Old fashioned Benny is $12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's about what a restaurant.
Why didn't you buy
Benedict's? Here we are.
Oh, holy shit! No.
Damn, son.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, 16 bucks.
That's crazy.
House smoked salmon.
It's got lobster cherry cream.
I don't want that.
I know, right?
That's not what I had though. It wasn't. There wasn't any.
I mean, they gave you salmon.
Who bought it?
The old lady. She's gonna send you a Venmo request for 16 bucks.
We did also though get these.
Oh wow! Blueberry flapjacks.
No, they were the.
Don't tell me you just got buttermilk.
I bet this meal delivered was like $50.
Yeah, the brown sugar banana flapjacks.
Brown sugar.
They were actually pretty good.
Were they $10 good?
I liked them.
Were they $10 good?
Yeah, and they were big.
They were $11 good, dude.
Was there like two of them or three of them?
Hey, what do you think about calling like flapjacks?
I think that girl
got flapjacks.
Like flapjack titties where
I
go. I
don't know if there were three or four.
Pancakes.
But they were big. Like
there were three or four big ones? Okay.
Yeah, we cut it in half.
And then cut it in half again.
Yeah. Then he poked a hole in the middle.
Jesus Christ, I know where this is going.
They were thick.
I'm thinking about getting the flapjacks. Can you fuck them?
Yeah.
Because
flapjacks fuckable, please.
Is there a perforated hole in the middle?
Can you cut out a hole?
It was after I was done.
Wow. He just licks the center in. He licks through the pancake.
It was a lot of soggy, dude.
Honestly.
What's that?
It was a lot of food.
It seems like
both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a felching amount of food?
What does that even mean?
It means seems like you can shit it out and eat it again.
Oh.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, was it a felcher?
Was it a felcher?
We could have split either one of those.
So you're saying it was a felcher.
Yeah, tell us if it's a felcher or not.
This was a four-person felcher.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, why would you eat your shit?
But you had it for lunch.
Wait,
so.
you haven't eaten there before?
Did you eat your shit for lunch? Is that what you mean by leftovers?
They ate each other's shit for lunch.
Yeah.
That's true.
We had eaten there before, but
never had
breakfast.
The pancakes? Oh, not just, breakfast.
Yeah, we've been there for dinner. Well, a long time ago.
Dinner.
You went to a breakfast place for dinner?
So things are getting serious, huh?
Well, the place is called Chops and Eggs. They just serve breakfast all day. Yeah.
Oh. They should call it breakfast for lunch and dinner.